Hello, Internet.
Greetings, humans.
It's a great, big, beautiful Internet this morning.
It's morning?
Somewhere. In
Fuck,
China.
I'm late for work.
In China, where where our second most number of listeners are, it's morning.
It's quitting time in California. No, wait. Somewhere in Alaska. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
It's wintertime in Massachusetts. They call it winter in Texas, but it really isn't.
No, it's not. Well, it's the winter season. It's not really. It's never winter in Texas.
Well, some parts of Texas it is.
I don't know.
So where's Brita? Is she alive?
She was.
Says she's not online.
Her Skype says she is.
We are broadcasting.
I know. I'm trying to add her.
Okay, topics.
So, how about them local sports collective?
I don't think we have one of those.
We allegedly do.
Oh, okay.
We have a handbag team.
Oh, yeah, we do.
And a squashed plastic on the ice thing.
Yeah, but unlike Skunk Ape, those things aren't real.
Skunk Ape. How about Swamp Donkey?
Well, Swamp Donkey's real. I've never actually seen a Skunk Ape. I've seen myself a buttload of Swamp Donkeys.
There was a picture of Teddy Roosevelt on a Swamp Donkey that made its way around the Facebooks this week.
Because it was President's Day.
Yeah.
And everybody asked who your favorite president was, and I answered, and nobody asked me why. Do you know who my favorite president is?
Jimmy Carter.
Nope. Jimmy Carter. William Henry Harrison.
Oh.
And nobody ever asks.
Because he died. Well, he was the one that died like 30 days after he got elected.
Bingo.
Right?
He did the least damage.
Good job.
Nobody ever asks. I'm like, ask me why I like William Henry Harrison the best.
That's because most people don't know who William Henry Harrison is.
Yeah, who dat?
He was a president?
Kinda.
Just technically.
For a second. I mean, he technically died because of his inauguration.
Oh, is that the one where it was like he got exposure or pneumonia or something like that at his inauguration? And then
he gave the longest acceptance speech in at least at that time presidential history. I don't know if it's since been passed because we've got some serious fucking blowhards, but he gave an extremely long speech in the dead of winter in the drizzle and Got pneumonia because of it, because it was 18. Was it 18? It was
the 1800s,
and pneumonia was pretty much a death sentence back then.
Yeah, karma was much more effective back then than it is now.
He also had really creepy eyes.
Mm. Hey, do we have Brita?
I'm here.
Yay! Here and sounding wonderful.
Do I sound okay?
You sound great.
Yeah.
Terrific. Okay.
You sound very lifelike.
Well, all right,
hey,
everybody.
iPhone. Good evening.
Good evening. We were just passing time.
I just woke up.
Oh, you took a nap. Awesome.
I had a little nap.
So you got
between the beer and the squirrel report, I had a little nap.
You've got I just woke up from the nap disorientation going?
Yeah. It works for me, though.
Yeah.
The only way she can deal with squirrel report is to clear out the eye boogers.
It was all just a dream.
that was like Mrs. Weird. She slept like crap and ended up calling in sick from work. And I said, you know, you need to sleep. Don't fight it. And I got a text message at work saying, I thought I just shut my eyes just for a second. And I realized it was 2 hours later.
That's when you know you really needed it.
Yeah. We had a little adventure today. Our water heater kind of crapped out on us today. Oh. So we have no hot water in our house. And
oh, no.
It's February.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that means for me. I'm going to be like boiling water on the stove to wash my hands or something.
Wow.
But seriously, by the time it gets to be mid-February, I cannot stand cold water to do anything. I can't. I can't wash my hands. It's fucking cold. And aren't you sick of being cold by mid-February? You're like, fuck this. I can't even brush my teeth with cold water in February. It's like, I hate it.
I wish my fingers would stop bleeding.
Yeah. I wish I keep getting nosebleeds.
Oh.
Yeah, TMI, but, you know, whatever.
I'll just sit over here and shut up.
Shut up, Alan! With your balmy spring-like weather, shut up.
It was like 70 degrees today. It's snowed
today. Shut up! Shut up! No.
Alan doesn't have a water heater. He just leaves it out on the counter.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rita, we're just going to have to remember this in July and August when it's 900% humidity.
Everywhere in Texas is air conditioned. I don't have air conditioning when it's 500 million percent humidity and 90 degrees. I don't have air conditioning in my house. Alan has like an air conditioned universe down there in Texas.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's not like he has to deal with the heat. He just has to go from his car to the house or his car to the store. Well, or to the office.
In my defense, the car gets really fucking hot.
Well, it's because you're a black truck, Alan.
No, any car Alan gets has, hot.
You know how, Jay, you know how up here in Yankee Land, it's like the big luxury is heated seats? Right? I know. My mom has heated seats, and I'm like, I crank that thing up. I put it on high. I'm like,
I know
oh,
where this
my
is going.
God. You know what Alan has in his truck?
Cooled seats.
Yes!
I saw that coming.
What the fuck is that?
I do. And I got to tell you, when it's hot outside, it's damn nice.
Shut up.
Is that what... No.
Brita, just so you know, those heated seats will lower your sperm count.
I don't care.
We get the vehicle with heated seats after having the children, so it doesn't matter.
Good.
That's a benefit, not a bug.
Okay.
Exactly. It's a feature.
Yeah. Anyway, enough about the weather. How's everybody?
Cold.
Yeah.
I'm glad I have a double-barreled shotgun so I can adhere to the Biden tactical rules of engagement.
I do not have a double-barreled shotgun.
How? I thought that was illegal to live in Texas and not have a good side-by-side.
No. You got to have a shotgun. They just don't, you know, they don't quibble. Expensive. So I have a Mossberg 500, but still, you know.
Does it count?
Not really a shotgunny, although I still lust after one of those tactical coach guns. I don't know. There's something about it.
Mossberg just came out with a tactical over-under.
Oh.
I was looking at it. I'm like, oh, that's just
yeah, but
so
you know what?
I have to have one.
An over-under is not quite as ridiculous as a
it's not.
Side-by-side.
Do you know why? Because guess who invented that gun?
John Moses Browning.
What was that?
That's all my phones are going off.
Oh.
I blame the zombies.
Interesting.
Hey, let's have an intro.
Okay.
Oop, wrong one. Hey, how about that? It always works better when you push the right button. Yeah. To quote Weird, hello, Internet. It's Thursday, February 21st, 2013, and it's time for the Squirrel Report. I didn't think I'd get that out in time. Well, we're officially official.
All right.
All right, so what are we going to start off with? We got a lot of stuff. Let's cover some ground. Or not? Are we still here?
Yeah, we're still here. Brita.
I'm still here. The internet is still here.
Brita's moderating. Uh-oh. She went offline.
Uh-oh, we're on Monday.
This is the best show ever.
Oh, my God.
If you download this on iTunes, this deserves 5 stars.
Oh, crap.
That's it. We're boned. Yes. Oh, Alan. Okay. Finding a picture for you. Finding a picture for you.
Oh, dear.
So let's talk about Tactical Biden.
Tactical Biden?
Here. Hold on. I'm putting a link into the chat.
Oh no.
You got it.
You're gonna probably break that too, Jay.
It's hysterical. I'm gonna hit these guys up in the interview.
Oh,
I want one for T&E so bad it hurts.
That's kind of sexy.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, I do too.
The cool part about break opens is it's like the easiest thing in the world because you can shoot it for about 50 years.
Yeah.
And when it finally gets crudded up, you just spray break free and you're done.
You never have to clean it.
You put it on the engine block of your car.
No, that's a sandwich, weird.
I've done that too.
I still like the tactical coach gun. Only I want exposed hammers, damn it.
Yeah.
But why do you want exposed? I don't get that.
So you can make the click, click sound.
So it can be, well, okay, in the first place.
Just say it's just because well, that's honestly your answer.
Yeah. It's just because.
Because sorry, the hammer's back on my 1911 right now. Yeah. It'll stay back on the 1911 until I decide to pull that trigger.
I like every single time I post a picture of me carrying a 1911, I will invariably get at least one person saying, "Do you know the hammer's back?"
Hey, you know, I got a new 1911 this week.
I heard you were supposed to send me pictures.
I'm going to. I got to take pictures. I'm going to take it to the. I'm going to take it to the range this weekend.
And
I got a new Smith & Wesson E Series with the bobtail.
Nice.
Ooh, pretty. Yeah. Pretty.
Yeah, it's nice.
By the way, when you take that picture, make sure you flip it over to the other. Don't take it from the ejection port side. Take it from the other side so that you can show the external extractor because that pisses old NFO off.
Oh, I kind of like the external extractor.
Well, the fact that it's a Smith & Wesson will piss him off even more.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty damn nice. I'm impressed with it so far.
I got to say, I've got my old billboard model in that. I've tried to kill it. It just doesn't want to die. It's not particularly interested in that.
I got a message from Brita. She lost her Wi-Fi, so she'll be back as soon as she can get that working again.
Okay. Well, until then, I want to talk about Tactical Biden.
Okay. Let's talk about Tactical Biden.
Tactical Biden. Biden Tactical.
Oh, by the way, call in. Our number is 214-530-0036, and there's 19 people in chat, and we better get some callers.
I want to start.
Why don't you start with Tactical Biden, Alan?
Oh, no, you start.
Okay. All right. After you.
Oh, no, after you.
Okay, so Biden says that you girly girls are too fucking dumb to work an AR-15, and people like, you know, police officers and anyone who's been trained with AR-15s are too dumb to work AR-15s. And really, the only people who can work, you know, the only gun that you can really work effectively is a double-barreled shotgun. Because obviously, I don't think Biden's ever shot a double-barreled shotgun, because I got to say, I happened to luck out in the person that taught me shooting. His dad had a thing for collecting elephant guns. And so I'd shot, you know, probably a dozen rounds through a 460 Weatherby Magnum before I actually first pulled the trigger on a 12 gauge. And the first thing I said when I pulled the trigger on the 12 gauge was, "Ow, that fucking hurt." Shotguns got some boot to them.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, Sorry.
No, go ahead, Jake.
Well, especially a break open. You know, it's not like a semi-automatic, which some of the recoil is going to be absorbed by working the action. It's the break open. It's all coming right back into your shoulder.
Yep. So Biden says women should use that, which, I mean, I've always been like a proponent of, I wish Caltech would actually start making them so that, you know, the recommendation would be good. But I think like the sub 2000 is like the ideal gun for if you have somebody that either A isn't like a super crazy gunny. So, you know, going to the range, you know, a couple of times a month is not really going to be all that particularly interested to them. You know, pistol caliber carbine, there's almost no recoil, super easy to aim, super easy to get onto. Great big goddamn magazine, so that you can, you know, definitely get the rounds where they need to go and easy to load and all of that. But the whole, you know, oh yeah, just get a shotgun. Shotguns are cool and good. I'm not going to diss on shotguns, but man, they got a whole lot more learning curve. You really got to know what you're doing with a shotgun to be as good with them as, say, you know, or any sort of carbine or even a pistol.
Well, wasn't his assumption that you could just walk out on your porch and fire off a couple of shots of the shotgun and whatever was out there would just run away?
Which, by the way, is a felony.
Yeah. as well as a violation of Rule 4.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Just blast it into nowhere. Just, which also will get the Secret Service detail, I'm sure, would be especially impressed with that.
Hey, we have Brita back. I think.
I feel so moderated now.
Brita? Hello, Brita. I swear she's there. Nope. Skype lied to me. Oh, well. Hey, let's take a caller.
Okay.
This is, who is this? Area code 305. Hello. 305. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm having a problem with the phone. It's Radis.
Hey, Radis.
Radis!
And I have a dilemma. Okay, you've all seen the no hesitation, no more hesitation.
Yes.
My problem
is,
where to start? You know, all those pictures, I just don't know where to start. You know, it's
well, that's our call-in topic is what's the most screwed up thing you can think of to have be a no hesitation target, or the most politically incorrect, or the worst, or however you want to phrase it.
Well, I know. I'm just saying I'm trying to work on posters for it, but I don't know where to start because most of them are like, it's their most defensive gun uses. That's basically what it is. It's what a criminal would see. You know, they're basically criminal training charges.
Yeah, you know, I kind of thought that myself. I'm like, you know, at what point, where did we get to the point where, you know, someone holding a gun automatically means shoot them?
You know, you have the woman with her two kids. It's like, go away, perv, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the home invasion. It's the home invasion one. And, of course, there's the guy with the double-barrel shotgun. They're training cops to shoot anyone with a double-barrel shotgun, so don't buy one of them.
Yeah, there goes the Biden, tactical Biden, right?
Yeah, so.
Wow.
But it's just, I don't know where to start. And, of course, the quality of the pictures they have are just too small. It's like to almost do anything with. But it's just.
Hmm.
You know, it's like the home invasion training, you know? Hey, it's somebody in your bathroom pointing a gun at you. Shoot them.
Hey, worked for Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah, that's right.
Too soon?
Nah,
no.
Never too soon.
Nope.
Who is that again?
Oscar Pistorius, the guy that shot his girlfriend because he thought she was –
Yeah, I got that, Alan.
Oh, okay.
In South Africa, sorry. He thought she was black.
Yeah.
or colored.
Wow.
Because those are different things in South Africa.
He's the Olympic runner with the two.
Radis knows. Yeah, he knows.
I got that. It's like, why do I care? Okay, somebody killed somebody else. Okay, I didn't do it. Leave me alone. Why is it news?
And see South Africa.
South Africa.
You know what? The implications is none because the only reason why he had a gun was probably because he's an Olympic athlete and a national celebrity.
There is that.
But South Africa has so much crime that they don't even tabulate it anymore. It's basically, get more bodies. Okay, that's fine. You know, is it making a mess? It's in the middle of the road. Okay, we'll send somebody. But that's about it. No. It's just because someone's famous, but whatever.
So that's a great point on the targets, though, Radis, because those are, you know, it is like home invasion training.
You know, I just don't know where to start with it. It's like, you know, how do you say, okay, get out of my house, perv, you know, or where do you start? You know, it's so many different ones. It's like the pedophile on the playground thing. It's like, go away.
Bad touch.
Yeah.
So Radis, since you're a man of great imagination, what do you think that they had missing?
Oh, what do they have missing? Well, I don't know. It covers pretty much. You know what they don't? What they have missing? They don't have anyone with an AR-15.
Ooh, that's true.
That is true.
No,
they did not have the Chris Dorner version. Too soon?
No. How about a granny with an AR?
The pregnant one with the AR.
Yeah.
That would be better.
Yeah. Cool.
You know, the other thing I thought with that was like, it's what are these, Lon Haruchi approved?
that was what I thought with the pregnant woman, was that that's the Lon Haruchi training target.
I saw that and said, well, what is it? You know, who came up with this? It's just, you know, I'm looking for an endorsement behind him.
All right. Well, we got more people stacked up to call, Radis. So thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you. Right. Bye.
Bye. Did we get Rita back?
I'm here.
Oh, yay. Thank goodness.
I don't know what is going on. I'm really sorry.
Husband.
It might be. I don't know. It seems like I got Mike the Roku for Christmas, and then after the Roku, everything just went to shit. I'm not sure what's happening.
Hmm.
I need a nerd squad to come to my house and set things up so that I don't have to worry. Because I hate thinking about this sort of thing. Just set it up for me and I want to use it.
Brita, I hate to bring it to you, but I think you need more than a nerd squad. I think you need a young priest and an old priest.
Yeah, and Mike needs to wear like a Faraday cage or something.
You know,
is that what they're calling a chastity belt?
You could rig something up and tell him it's like a mail coat of mail, and you know he'd probably think it was pretty cool.
Yeah, well,
I think you just need to get him one of those hoops with a stick to push it around with, and that's
as much technology as he's allowed.
That's his big present for next Christmas.
I know.
Get him a typewriter. Here you go, Mike. That's good.
Oh.
It's Windows 8.
Oh dear.
All right. Windows 8 analog.
Did we since I missed everything, did we talk about the targets?
We just started talking about
the targets. I have such a good target.
Oh, good.
I mean, not good, but bad because awful. But recently in the news, there was a man with Down syndrome, 26 years old, man with Down syndrome, killed, basically murdered. They, ruled it a homicide in a movie theater because he had seen a movie. He didn't want to get up and he didn't want to leave. He wanted to see the movie again. He has Down syndrome. You know, come on, explain it to the guy. Instead, movie security, you know, tried to oust him out of his chair and couldn't oust him out of the theater and couldn't explain to him, you know, you need to buy two tickets if you want to see the movie twice. Instead, they called, the security guards, which were three off-duty police officers. The police officers ended up handcuffing him and... I don't know what ensued. They said they had him face down. At a certain point, the man with Down syndrome went into some sort of medical distress and ended up later dying at the hospital. This is over an $11 movie ticket. So my really horribly wrong target idea is a man with Down syndrome with a big gulp.
Oh, whoa. Oh, that's grounds for execution in New York.
Yeah, right?
Wow. Yeah. That is a good one.
Horrible. Yeah. There's something wrong, I think, if the police are willing to shoot an 8-year-old boy or a man with Down syndrome. There's something wrong. Something has gone terribly wrong. My husband, Mike, his grandfather was a police. I guess he was like the chief of police here in a suburb of Cleveland. And one of the famous stories of his family is that Mike's grandfather went and he chased a armed bootlegger into a house with no gun. And he just did that because he felt that was his job. Because he was, you know, protect and serve, police officer. That was his job. But now it has come to the point where police officers are really thinking about, hey, I might have to shoot an 8-year-old if they're pointing a gun at me. I mean, has it gotten to the point where if someone presents a gun, it's automatically shoot and ask questions later? I mean, is that where we've come to?
Yes.
Right.
Well, the thing that gets me too is like the total lackluster look on all of these, you know, all of these targets' faces. I mean, I would actually be a little bit more because, I mean, you know, things like this do happen. I mean, my next door neighbor is a town cop, and he was talking about a simulator they were running, and it was, you know, one of those interactive, you know, target screens with the pneumatic pistol and all that stuff that, you know, registers and tabulates your score and all of that. And he was saying one of the scenarios they had was a traffic stop where the guy jumps out of the car and pulls a gun, and most of the cops manage to successfully drop him. But when he gets shot, that triggers his girlfriend to come out of the car and start like, you know, pawing over the, you know, over the downed body. And what most guys got surprised about is then she picks up the gun and comes at them. And most cops don't react fast enough that they take hits. And, you know, that's, you know, somewhat, you know, understandable and all that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how likely, but, you know, at least it's got some context to it. And
right.
Yeah, you know, cops do, you know, and if you're in Chicago or, in South Boston and places like that, yeah, you may have to, you know, you may get engaged with, you know, a kid who's, you know, who's got a gun and is a gang soldier and all of that. But he's not going to look like, you know, just some fucking kid holding a gun on a playground. You know, there's at least going to be some malice going on with that.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's the sheer, you know, the you know, you could just see, imagine the photo shoot to make these pictures of just the, okay, honey, now hold up the gun. All right. Do I have to? All right. When's this going to be done? I can't wait to get my fucking paycheck and go home.
Right. You know, one of the things that really kind of unnerved me, especially like the pregnant lady one, I can't remember, but I think at least one of the women it looked as if she was standing in her own kitchen. Now, you have to think about, it's not unusual, and I mean, it's a rarity, but it does occur that the police get the wrong address.
That's not a rarity.
Well, I'm trying to give them an out here. I'm trying to be nice. But imagine, okay, I'm in my kitchen. Somebody busts down my door, is yelling, police, police, police. I have done nothing wrong. And they come into my kitchen. And then what? You know what I mean?
yeah, you're probably going to die.
Yes, I'm aware of that. However, right. It's kind of one of those, I don't know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's definitely a thing of you. Yeah, you see, a pregnant woman standing in her own kitchen. That's not a shoot or no shoot. That's a
Let me shit.
Make sure this, let make sure this warrant isn't upside down.
Right. Exactly. that was my issue with these. I'm like, that woman's in her kitchen. What is she doing? What are they doing in her house? You know, does she know they're in her house? Kind of a weird situation all around. I don't know. And it just seems like the desensitization, you know, I know that in some gun ranges in kind of anti-gun states, they make you fold down the heads on targets so they don't look like people. So
my gun range is one of those ranges.
Is your gun range? Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
There was a whole thing back, it's been a number of years now, but there were actually lawsuits because the police were training with black silhouette targets, and a lot of people thought that was racist.
Oh.
And training the cops to shoot black people.
Now, you mean by black silhouette targets, I assume you mean the black outlines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how all silhouettes are black.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All shadows are black.
Yeah. Damn racist. Yeah. Hey, let's take some callers.
Okay.
We have, one of my favorites. We have Roadkill.
Woohoo! Hey, Roadkill.
Are we sure?
It could be Sean. They hang out together. It is Sean.
Who is it?
So, let's talk about these targets. I have some great ideas. Because the ones they have are not visceral enough. They don't have enough threat. And the real threat, of course, is that you won't find a Democrat female with pregnant with a gun, because generally there is no child, right? Anyway, so it would be a woman in her hospital gown, you know, as if she was at the hospital giving birth. But instead, she's coming at the officer, swinging the baby around on the umbilical cord like a flail.
Flail?
In her eyes, blood everywhere. That was perfect.
You win.
Oh, Sean, you're a 1-6 little bitch.
You win, totally.
Does the cop get extra points for hitting the baby, too?
Yes.
Remember, guys, it's not just people, but they also have to shoot animals, too. So,
right, the dog target. They're famous for shooting dogs.
With some gentleman behind the sheep and a great bowie knife in the sheep's teeth. Right? Right?
Oh, dear.
No sheep.
Oh, shit.
How about a dude in full leather chaps wielding a butt plug?
No, that'd be too much like Barney Frank.
or like in the Japanese ones with the octopus, right? Creepy, strange. But each tentacle could have a weapon.
Ooh. You could have a selection.
Indeed.
You could have, you know, a gun in one hand or a knife in another and a club and
a prophylactic.
This is why octopus. I'm just saying.
Yep.
We should be grateful that they have no exoskeleton.
Yeah. Thank God they can't come out of the ocean. Yep. We would be so screwed.
So screwed.
They can't. Can come up on
don't tell me. I need to sleep tonight.
Yeah, I saw that video.
Stop it.
Sometimes they crawl out of the toilet and they brush the beach.
Oh, dear.
There was actually, to be fair, there was in Penn Jillette's podcast, he's actually made it a point to have he's got a cephalopod expert that calls in. And they've been having to do cephalopod stories, and they had him do a tell three stories about cephalopods, one of them not being true. Yeah. Thankfully, to Brita, the lie he told was about the southern tree octopus that can tolerate fresh water and has been known to climb into trees.
I'm glad that's not true.
They don't exist. That'd be the octopus version. That's the octopus version of a drop bear.
Drop bears.
Drop squids.
Good to know.
thanks for calling, Sean.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Have a wonderful day, guys. It's been fun.
Always a pleasure. Tell Roadkill we said hi. Oh, that cracks me up.
Yeah.
So, Brita, do you have anything to say about Tactical Biden?
Get the shotgun guy?
Get the shotgun. And shoot at nothing.
You know, I have ceased taking gun suggestions from liberals. I think this week has taught me to kind of discount anything they tell me. Because, you know, it's like, all for days now, seriously, one Democrat, I mean, what, we've got two Democrat kind of representative people coming out saying, oh, no, women don't need guns. You don't worry your pretty little heads. You know, you might feel like you're getting raped, but you're not really. And you don't want to shoot those people. And besides, we have call boxes and rape whistles and you can take judo. I mean, really? Really? They're going to tell me that? And this is like, these are the people who are like, you know, female empowerment and your body, your choice and whatever the fuck. I don't know. The whole thing has really annoyed me this week. Basically because I don't want you to tell me what I can and cannot do. And it's really gender-based. I mean, the liberals this week have come out very, very much. Like, it's like this skewed towards women thing. And I don't even know why. Amanda Marcotte came out. She's a big liberal kind of... I think she's on... I don't know. You can look her up. But she's like one of those liberal feminist blah-bitty-blah. And she's come out... You can't stop a rape by shooting a rapist. Really? It's like they're kind of like this, I don't even know. It's like they're separated from reality, kind of. You know, it's like they have this like a bizarre concept of what rape is or what violence is. And you can just judo chop some guy and he'll leave you alone. I'm 5 feet tall. I'm not judo chopping some guy who's like 200 pounds and 6'3" and coming after me. It's not going to happen. And it's like they're just divorced from reality. And that's the thing that I think bothers me the most. And this is the sort of mentality where it puts women in jeopardy. And it makes women victims because, you know, oh, just, you know, wet your pants and it'll make you less attractive to your rapist. I'm sorry, but rape is not about being attractive. Rapists are not looking for attractive women. That's not what it's about. And this whole thing this week has driven me just to distraction.
Plus, there's that whole, you know,
yes,
rape survivor thing, you know, where you have issues like for the rest of your life. And
yeah.
I can't imagine anything that would make it worse than having to soil yourself or throw up on yourself or, you know, something like that. I mean, let's just make it as completely miserable as it can possibly be.
How about we tell women that we're going to give you a tool that will give you a fighting chance, and it will empower you, and it will make you feel as if you've got a shot against anybody who's bigger than you, and about against anybody who's coming after you. How about that? How about we don't tell women, oh, pretend you have mental problems, or tell them you have your period, or cry, or throw up on yourself. I mean, this is their suggestions for empowering women, which, frankly, is disturbing to me.
It seems like they're going out of their way to, you know, anything but a weapon. It doesn't have to be a firearm even.
Right.
But it's anything but a weapon. Well, do anything other than actually defend yourself.
That's right. The liberal way. That's the progressive socialist way. You know, I've said it over and over again. There's, you know, the state and the people that the elites that run the state and want to take advantage of everything, they don't give a shit about crime. They don't give a shit about victims.
No.
But goddamn, they don't want people being able to stand up for themselves.
Alan, I'd have to disagree partially. They do care about criminals because they need criminals. Otherwise, you can't build the police state if you don't have a criminal threat.
That's true.
And you also need victims because where would all those social programs and, you know,
rape kits
and, you know, rape survivor programs you know, I don't know. I've just been like wound up about this all week. And, it's kind of like I listen to these people and it sounds to me a lot like they watch too many movies. You know, we have started watching Alias on Netflix and it's a terrific show. It's fun to watch, but you have to have like this great, like be willing to like suspend your disbelief because Jennifer Garner is a beautiful woman, athletic. However, Mike noted this week that in one scene she is fighting another woman and she's having this like judo kind of martial artsy fight with this woman. And the fight goes on for a while. And but in the same show she has a fight with a man who is like a big bodyguard and previous to this fight had broken her arm at some point in the past. But Jennifer Garner somehow has a fight with this big bodyguard man and the fight is over quickly and she wins, you know, she beats him up. He's passed out, blah, blah, blah. And I think really a lot of people who are like, you don't need a gun, go learn judo. That'll save you from rape. I think these people are watching too much TV. I mean, really?
Yeah.
You have to have years and years of martial arts training to even have a chance against somebody who is bigger than you. And perhaps maybe a week of firearms training. You know.
Nah, 10 minutes.
10 minutes. I know. Point this end at the bad guy and pull the trigger.
Right.
You know, and come on.
Rinse and repeat. And also, let me just add, we've got this, you know, speaking of something on TV, we had this thing called the Olympics. And on the Olympics, there's a whole sport that's called judo.
Right.
And oddly enough, the Olympic Committee is sexist, backwards, irrational, whatever enough that they don't let men and women compete against each other. They don't let two men or two women that are drastically different weights compete against each other.
They don't even let men compete against each other who are different weights. I mean, look at boxing. You've got featherweight, you've got heavyweight. You don't let those two guys beat each other up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. So I don't understand what the mentality is of, you know, hey, learn judo or poke them with your car keys in between. I love that. I love that thing. You know, put your car keys between your fingers as you're walking to your car so that if somebody comes up, you can hit them with your car keys or poke them
with the rounded edge.
What the fuck? Really? First of all, if you're close enough to hit them with your car keys, they're close enough to grab you and throw you to the ground. And you're done. Once you're on the ground, you're done.
Also, name another defensive.
To not have a person close enough to grab me and throw me to the ground. That's my preference. That's why I carry a gun.
Also, name another defensive weapon that you'll give to your 2 year old to play with if they're cranky at the grocery store.
Here, honey. That, yeah.
Is that so the cops can shoot them?
Yes. Yeah, that's what they need.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
A toddler sitting in a grocery cart
with keys.
Chewing on a pair of Volvo keys. Well, two in the head.
Plus, I'll point out that keys in your fingers like that, grabbed by the opposing person, is a great way to break your fingers.
Right.
Just saying. Hey, let's take another caller.
Oh, okay. Callers.
This one's, Willoughby, Ohio.
What?
I don't know.
They're area, calling from inside my house.
Area code 440, Willoughby, Ohio. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. It's Les.
Hey, Les.
I know that dude.
For the record, hey. Les is not inside my house.
As far as you know.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
He's just in your backyard.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a nice bright 70 degrees outside tonight, you know. No snow. Yeah. My Roku's working fine. Got plenty of hot water. I don't know what Brita's telling you guys, but... Anyway, we're talking about those posters.
Yes.
Poster targets. Am I?
No, you're
not. Go ahead, Les.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, those poster targets, that's politically incorrect. How about one with Michelle Obama holding a Glock?
I don't think you'd get her to pose for that one.
Cheeseburger.
Hey, no, I'm not hesitating. You know, if there's the police and there's, you know, and she's pointing a Glock at you, what would you do? You know, you didn't want to go politically incorrect. Right?
Now, that's a threat, because I don't care that this situation, Michelle will kill someone in cold blood.
Yeah. Or she's standing over, Barack's body holding a skeet 12 gauge. Double barrel Joe Biden approved, you know. So
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the one thing that's hitting me about this, going on to the women and rape crap that those Democrats are doing, you guys have been noticing the stats about how many women out there are buying guns for self-protection and
all of them
taking care of themselves. And it's just a growing market. You know, and hopefully we're past the pink gun phase, but, you know, it's just growing.
Hey, pink's all right.
They're doing purple and green now.
Yeah. Oh, purple.
You ever
awesome.
Think some of those guys might be getting talking points from somewhere? Trying to dissuade women? Literally getting talking points?
Well, it's self-defense.
We can't have, you know, you can't use a gun. Throw up on them. Use judo, you know. Of course, unless the guy's a mixed martial arts guy who went nuts on you. But, you know, I think they're actually getting talking points.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, they keep repeating the same sort of talking points, like you'll only have the gun taken away from you and used against you. That's a big one.
Right.
I hear that a lot. Like, women are like, oh, no, but the rapist will take the gun away from you and they'll just use it against you or, things like that. And I think that is one of the tools they use to kind of dissuade women from thinking about taking their own self-defense into their own hands.
They try to have their cake and eat it too, because on the one hand they say, oh, well, you know, you sweet little thing. You can't actually pull the trigger and shoot anybody, you know?
Right.
That's it. But at the same time, women's nature.
Yeah. No, they do the whole, psychology with women, but, you know, they'll use the gun against you. Women are nurturers. Women are not fighters. You know, it's kind of like they use kind of a women's psychology thing against women.
But at the same time, oh, honey, you can't carry that AR-15 because you might shoot the wrong person by mistake.
They're hard to operate.
They're hard to operate, yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm just trying to get this dichotomy between Biden saying, honey, it's okay to use a 12-gauge, and that idiot, no-good, stinking scumbag out in Colorado who says, you know, throw up on women, you know, women should throw up on their rapists and not use a gun at all. I mean, it's like... I thought you guys were on the same page. I mean, isn't that the Biden tactical roaming show that he's doing, going from state to state, pressuring the votes? I mean, he was out in Colorado on a ski vacation, and mm-hmm. he saw the gun laws come down, and now he's down in Connecticut at this big conference where, by the way, was anyone from the NRA, National Shooting Sports Foundation, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, at that big conference, which, by the way, your federal tax dollars were at work because they brought in the Secretary of Education.
When aren't they at this point?
Yeah, so they had that big conference in Connecticut today. And now you're going to see the talking points. So, you know, this whole thing's been orchestrated, you know. And women need to be disempowered, you know. Go back, put your pearls on, put on your poodle skirt, make sure dinner's ready, you know, like, you know, the old Donna Reed show.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Pearls in a poodle skirt, kind of hot.
Anyway.
I don't think it's your look, Alan.
Yeah, Donna Reed pointing a 38 special at you. There's a poster.
We'll get your pearl necklace, Alan. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But you're right. There is a dichotomy. You know, they say one thing about women empowerment and pro-women, and they're always accusing the other side of this war against women, which if you have listened in the past, gosh, in just the past week, it's just the opposite. I mean, I don't know. It's all lobbying for votes and who's listening to what and that sort of thing. We were actually, we saw CNN today, and I mean, the propaganda machine is huge, and it's, you just sit there in a bar and it's pumped into your head. I mean, it's not even like you have to like actively seek it out, you know? We were at the brewery tonight for dinner, and they had the bar, you know, the bar TVs on, and one of the channels was CNN, and they're running a special on, not Ruby Ridge, the other one in Texas.
Oh, Waco?
Waco. Yeah. And I looked at Mike and I said, why are they doing a Waco thing? Really? CNN in Waco? I said, oh, wait, I know the angle. I said, they're doing the whole, crazy gun nut mm-hmm. angle.
Yep.
That's probably what they're running. And so it's kind of like this, you know, they're all in league together. You know, you've got the propaganda machine in the media, and then you have the political machine running behind it. And people think, you know, oh, this is the way it is. It's okay. CNN says this, and then the president says this, and oh, okay. You know, mm-hmm. this is how it works.
It's like, okay, let's dust off the plans. We just need an excuse. Newtown provided the excuse.
Right.
And gee, it's 1994 all over again.
Exactly. You know?
And it's like, come on, you know, wake up, you know?
Yeah, and if you look at the electorate, the people who elected Barack Obama, you know, they're not paying attention. And so what was 1994 for them? They don't know.
No.
It's just, tell you what. We'll let someone else get on the line.
Hey.
Nice talk to all you guys. Hey,
thanks,
you
Les.
Know how to get
thanks,
hold of
Les.
Me. What's going on with your Roku? I've had a Roku for 2 years. You know.
I don't know. I think it's Mike.
Could be.
Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And if you need help with the water heater, you know, I'm just down the road. I put in enough of those damn things. Okay. Have fun.
Bye. Hey, we got two more people on. Well, we got one more person online, and we're running out of time. So,
well, we can go over.
Okay. Well, real quick, hey, Jay hadn't said anything about what he wants to have for a
Jay, do you have a good
PC
one?
Poster.
Oh, for the non PC target.
Yes.
I'm kind of for starters, I have a big problem, especially with the kids, because, you know, growing up in the 1980s, that's when they made the big push to, you know, toy guns couldn't look realistic, and they had to have the orange end,
right.
And oh, they have to, the whole gun has to be colored. Oh, really? We can't let children have realistic toy guns because a cop might make a mistake. So now you've got targets that are going to help cops shoot kids.
Yeah,
essentially, yeah.
So we've kind of come full circle. It's, you know, well, the kids shouldn't have a realistic gun because, you know, in a situation it might confuse a police officer. And now it's now we're saying, no, screw it. It's open season on children. I mean, you know, why stop at an 8-year-old? You know, have a 2-year-old with a North American Arms Mini 22. What the hell?
There you go.
You know, they used to put the orange tips on guns. Maybe we should start like putting orange tips on kids.
They can wear road cones.
Dress them.
Yeah, yeah. Some,
like the farmer painting cow on the side of his cow during cricket season.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I've got a couple of road cones in my garage. I could get a picture of my kids wearing them.
There you go.
Do it.
Sounds like a blog post.
Jay, where'd you get the road cones?
They left them. They did some work out in front of the house. I have a sawhorse. And they left them. And the work was done, and they still left it. And it was in front of my house. And I called like 4 times. I'm like, hey, guys, you left this here. Come get it. Oh, yeah, we'll send somebody by. 3 weeks go by. Ugh. Hey, guys, still out here. Oh, yeah, we'll send somebody by.
Yeah,
I would have just put them in my garage.
That's what I did. I picked it up and I put it in the garage. And I figured if they came to get it, I'd go get it out of the garage. And they've been there for 10 years.
Your tax dollars paid for them. They're yours. So.
My little bit, right along with the road sign that they put up that was spelled wrong for my
shit. Yeah, you didn't build that.
I didn't build that. No, but I stole it. No, wait. But yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, if we're saying, you know, to hell with decorum, right? Well, you know, first of all, the one thing that jumped out at me was there was a certain melanin level in all those targets. So,
or lack thereof.
Yeah. So you're either saying that, you know, we don't want cops to train at shooting people of darker pigments, or, well, what the hell? The cops are used to shooting the darkies anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, maybe that's it. They don't need any hesitation, as Chris Dorner showed us.
Yep.
You know, so we need like a white baby, or, you know, maybe a woman at an abortion clinic.
Perfect. Oh,
that'd be against the liberal code, wouldn't it?
I really think it's not. I think it's just the push to put the yellow tips on the guns and all of that was the unintended consequences. Cops weren't shooting as many kids, so they've got to up those numbers.
Hey, y'all, we got Jason Kerr on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hello. Is this where I can order my Oleg Bull Women of Squirrel Report calendar?
12 months of beta.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
It's coming soon.
And the funny thing is, Brita's wearing a parka in every single one. Still cold in Ohio. Still cold in Ohio. Still cold in Ohio.
A furry squirrel suit.
Well, I was going to say, May in Texas, that'll be the perfect time for Brita and company to pose for those kind of photos. It'll be nice and warm. So May... The NRA show is looking better all and all the time.
Aw, you're so cute. I'm wearing a mini skirt at the convention, I think.
I'll be in my boat.
Okay. And also, I'm going to the beach, and so I'm bringing a bikini. I'm assuming that May in Texas is like July here.
Maybe a little warmer.
Warmer?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
awesome.
A good bit warmer.
I'll just walk around naked.
The bikini season actually starts in April, so... You'll be in good shape.
Okay. Terrific.
Alan, you're bringing your kilt, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I will wear a kilt. At least one day at the convention, I will wear a kilt.
Should we color coordinate so we don't wear the same color? Because that would just be so gauche.
I don't care.
Okay, but the rule is please, neither one of you are allowed to bring one of those purse things.
What?
Man purses. Oh, purse and kilt at the same time. That is not allowed.
Okay.
You mean a messenger bag. It's very manly.
No, it's not. Not at the
not
same time.
When you're wearing a kilt.
No. That's not right. I'm
wearing a mini skirt because I want that. I want to steal that cover girl position from Brita.
Okay. Are you coming to the convention?
Yeah.
Oh! All four of the squirrels at one time. I'm excited.
All right.
High fives all around.
Well, I'm going to be the prettiest princess at the ball.
You should. I'll bring you. I will bring you a tiara.
I'm fucking wearing that shit.
And I will do everyone a favor by not wearing a kilt. So there you go.
It's okay. How about you want to say like Friday kilt? Oh. Friday is kilt day.
I wear jeans.
Or do you want to do it Saturday?
Doesn't matter to me.
Let's do it. Jeans
got nice. I say Saturday. Okay. Friday's the opener.
All right.
I'll say Saturday. I'll have the biggest impact.
Saturday kilt day.
Saturday kilt day. Love it.
Okay.
Very cute. You guys.
You only have it. You only have the black one, right, Alan?
I've got black and an olive drab.
Okay. All right.
So Jay's gonna wear the hot pink one.
if it's done in time.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling, Jason.
I'm sure he had something else to say.
Oh, yeah. I did have a target.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And at first I was going to say about the woman vomiting and peeing and all, but someone else got that, then that was a good one. So my backup choice is pickup trucks. Lots and lots of pickup trucks.
Yeah, seriously. Perfect.
Yeah, although LAPD will not need to work on those, hesitating on those targets, they got that down pretty well.
Crazy.
So, anyway.
You know, we just had a shooting kind of like that in Cleveland here where all the cops were shooting at a car that all the cops thought the car was shooting back, but, like, it seems... Really, when the evidence has come out now that the cops that thought that the car was shooting back actually was hearing other cops shooting at the car, and it was like this whole big clusterfuck.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
Wasn't that like a circular firing squad?
Yes, it was a circular firing squad. Yes, correct. Welcome to Cleveland, everybody.
Yeah, and you know, the sad thing is, I mean, when I saw the ones, I know we're dredging up last week's show, but of the two vehicles that were shot up, I thought it reminded me a whole lot of when Frank Hamer and then went after Bonnie and Clyde.
It did look like
but,
that.
But, you know, at least they actually had somebody that could point out and say, yeah, that's Bonnie and Clyde in that car. Shoot it up.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and head out. Y'all have a good week. And
thank
we'll
you.
See you next.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right.
We got two more callers. And we lost Weird. Did he
dun, dun, dun.
Did he go away or did he?
He's in his bunk.
Let me see if I can add him back here. Let's take these callers real quick. This is we got Dennis here. Hello, no Dennis.
Hello, folks. Hi, Brita.
Hey.
Okay, you wanted politically incorrect posters. Now, here's what you do. I'm sure that there is a computer program out there that can take a 2D picture and render the 3D so you can spin it and everything else. You take the picture of Obama shooting Skeet because he was holding the shotgun level. You run it through that program, and then you just face him toward you.
Mm. Oh, that's so wrong.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yep.
There you go. You can do that. Or how about this one for a politically incorrect? Newt the baby polar bear.
Oh.
He's dead.
That's
he's dead
incorrect.
And stuffed.
Yeah,
I think.
That's right. He is dead and stuffed right now.
Well, then he can take a lot of bullets, can he?
Yes, he can. Target.
Now, in touching base on the whole Colorado with, you know, just blow a whistle, pee yourself, make yourself unattractive thing, okay? It's funny to me that back in the 80s, and I remember the late 80s, early 90s, where the common theme was from folks, and, you know, don't take any offense here, Brita, but the common thing was don't dress provocatively and you won't be a target.
Oh, yeah, that was
and the hue and cry went up saying, oh, no, we can dress whatever way we want. We can look as provocative as we want because that, you know, we're women, we're empowered the whole nine yards, and I'm not doing this as a slight, okay? But now they're saying make yourself unattractive by pissing yourself.
Right. No, so I got you.
First, if you can be as attractive as you want, and then just go ahead and soil yourself. You know, and what about that $300 mini skirt, you know, that you bought that you're going to ruin when you go ahead and soil yourself?
Right. You know, I think their message is a little conflicted. Let's put it that way.
Just a little, and I'm surprised. Now, Alan probably knows this app it first came out on the iPod and the iPhone a long time ago. There's an app that it's a shotgun or a pistol that when you shake your phone, it cocks the pistol, and then you shake it again, and you get the gunshot.
Sure.
Okay. I'm surprised if somebody didn't say, along with the whistle, load this app on your iPhone, because in the dark, when you take your phone and flick it at the guy and it goes, he's not going to know what it is. He just sees a dark object in your hand, and then you go ahead and flick it again, and it's going to look like recoil when it goes ahead and fires, and that'll just scare him off.
Yeah.
There's an app for your phone. You just turn it up nice and loud, and there you go.
It would be as effective as a whistle. Why not?
There you go.
I mean, you know.
But isn't that what they say? I mean, every Hollywood movie.
Is that what you're... What is that?
Yeah, he's got the app. Every Hollywood movie, no matter what, the first thing that happens when the cop faces the bad guy is they rack the slide on the pistol, or they go ahead, or they cock the hammer on the revolver, or they go ahead and they pump the pump on the shotgun. That's right. The first thing you get. Even if there's one in the chamber, you do it anyway.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
You know,
where are they racking the gun? Yeah, that drives me crazy on TV. Like they've been walking around unloaded this whole time. What's wrong with you? You know.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but it's a good sound effect.
And there you go. And I just kind of thought it's funny they didn't throw that out with the whistle.
Yeah, good point. So. Because it would be as effective as a whistle.
Just about.
And the lightsaber app.
The lightsaber app. There you go. That's really good.
Yeah, just because your weapon isn't real doesn't mean it's not really goddamn threatening.
That's right.
Just wait until the liberals get a load of that and start pushing for lightsaber control.
Common sense lightsaber.
That's right.
I mean, and to dovetail with Dennis's point, I mean, they had it started off in Canada, but it spread down here. Was some Canadian dipshit said the exact same thing about women dressing provocatively, and that's where we got the slut walks from.
Ugh. Yep.
Don't even get me started on the slut
walks.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, I agree with that statement, but it's not one of those not too far. And then, of course, also the same people that aren't saying anything except for, you know, reprinting this are the same people that were talking about Todd Akin.
You know, the funny thing about slut walks is all the real sluts are going, oh, please.
it's like alcoholics on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, exactly.
Alcoholics don't drink on New Year's Eve because that's amateur night.
Oh, goodness. Anyway, hello, folks. Have a great evening. I'm going to continue listening
for calling,
to 11.
Yeah, we're almost done. We're running a little bit long, but we had calls, and we have MDev.
Good.
Hello, again. MDev. Again.
Oh, hello. I was having trouble connecting to you guys. It kept saying an error has occurred. It was call forwarding.
Because you already called in once.
That's right.
Well, that was
just we didn't let anyone hear it.
that was prenatal school report.
Hi, MDev. How you doing?
You know, I've had a rough week, but I'm on a 5-day vacation now, so that's good.
Oh, well, what are you doing? Anything fun on your vacation?
Unfortunately, I got to travel to California for a friend's wedding.
Yeah.
Well, that's good
and
bad.
Must be a good friend.
He's doing, yeah, exactly. He's doing not working. That's always fun.
Yeah. Somebody this week asked me, what's your dream job? I was like, it's a job. It's not a dream. It's come on.
My dream job is sitting on my couch.
Lottery winner.
My dream job is directing people who are my servants.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my dream job.
Managing the household staff.
I will be taking applications.
Sweet. My dream job is being Breida's servant.
There
deal.
Woohoo.
Right, yeah, then. So my week started, well, I worked a 60 plus hour week last week, which, you know, got to pay the taxes somehow, right? And Tuesday, whenever the Colorado article came out, mm-hmm. I posted the article on Facebook. And I said, oh, but I'm sure vomit will be just as effective as shooting him in the face.
Sure.
And that caused my aunt to unfriend me.
What?
And, oh, yes, because she left a comment saying that violence is never the answer.
Oh, whatever.
And most of
I'm
us.
Sorry.
No, this is the best part. This is the best part. Most of us don't walk around with assault weapons waiting to shoot people in the face.
Nope, you're just waiting to get raped.
Yeah.
Because violence never solves anything.
It's, you know,
here's
what?
The
it's
thing.
Still on my Facebook.
Tell that to Hitler.
All Facebook friends of me.
Wow.
I think a lot of people, they think in platitudes. They have little Hallmark card quotations in their heads, and they don't think all the way through.
Well, anyway, you know,
I'm sorry about you and your aunt. It's terrible, but
no, you know, it's please. We've never been that close.
Yeah,
and in a way, it's actually a blessing because, and I will give this caveat to be fair. She lives in Newtown.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
my goodness. It's
a particularly sensitive thing.
Right
now, because of that,
did she have a kid
I
in
have,
school?
She works in the school system, but not that school.
Oh, so really, yeah. She had nothing to do with it.
Well, I agree. Anyway, you know what?
Yes.
Actually, I hate to say it. So I called her right after it happened. Her biggest shock was, this can't happen in my town.
Okay. Yeah. Platitudes.
Yeah. So anyway, I have been very careful about choosing my words when I put things on Facebook about that, to at least be accurate. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, because, you know, I was trying to be whatever you want to about that. This, I was like, this is not that. This has nothing to do with that. This is pure and, you know, this is as cut and dry self-defense as it comes. You know?
Right.
But apparently it was a step too far for her, and so be it. She can be her person, and I can be my person, and we're both adults, and so be it, you know.
It's sad that she chose to unfriend you, though. That is sad.
Well, you know, whatever. I'm not too
worried. Yeah, I know.
But the really embarrassing thing this week, and I'll share this with only my close personal friends on the Squirrel Report.
And all the Chinese that listen
and
to
all
us.
The people in China.
Yeah. Well, you know what? All of work already knows. Yesterday, I was the one that burned popcorn in the microwave and evacuated the building.
Awesome. Oh, you're that guy.
It's great.
Did you take a big shit in the public restroom that morning too?
No, but I was the one that evacuated the entire train station.
Did you smoke it? Did it smoke the microwave? Or did it smell bad?
So this is actually my defense. I did not put the popcorn on too long or anything like that. I had a defective bag that like half popped and mutilated itself.
Oh. No.
So and it was funny because I was getting away with it really well, like, because I had to talk to the fire department when they got there because of what I do. And I was talking to them, and I just said, oh, yeah, somebody burned something in the microwave, and they were kind of laughing it off. And, you know, I was avoiding blame. And then one of the maintenance guys just happens to walk up, and he's like, who's the idiot that ran the microwave? And I'm like, ah, that was me.
Oh.
So, and then, of course, it went out over our radios. So today everybody in work was like, oh, making any popcorn today?
No popcorn for you.
Yep.
Well, you know what I did? No, because I love my popcorn. You know what I did was I popped a bag this morning before I left for work, put it in a Ziploc bag, and then wrote "Work Safe Popcorn" in.
Nice.
Safe for work. Good for you.
That's why I use an air popper.
I was going to recommend smart food.
At home, I use an air popper, but you know we don't have an air popper in the office.
They're cheap. Well, you could get one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my. Anyway, I'm pretty
I thought you said you loved your popcorn, you fucking liar.
Wow. Hardcore weird.
Trust me, somebody in work would find a way to start a fire with the air popper.
Now I want popcorn.
They'd start pouring canola oil in it or
something.
Yeah,
I kind of want popcorn too.
It could be worse. I work with a whole lot of Chinese nationals, and you know I love people and their alternate cultures, but they got some darn funky fish dishes that they like to cook in the microwave. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We got a guy in work that microwaves smoked salmon. We have a guy in work that microwaves smoked salmon and it just smells up the tiny ass break room for a week.
Well, that's gonna stink.
But the funny thing about
it, you can eat that cold smoked salmon.
The smoked salmon's good cold.
I know. So that was my week, and now I gotta do laundry and get ready because, like, you know, my plane leaves in 10 hours and I haven't back. So.
Well, good luck.
Happy
in
wedding.
California.
So, oh yeah. Bye, hopefully, I'll blog, you know, about something and about, you know, whatever. It was funny because I knew, of course, I couldn't carry down there, and then I was like, "Well, I wonder what I could bring for a knife." And I realized, like, half of my knives I can't bring to California either. So I was like, "Oh, screw that."
Yes. Does it have a sharp edge? No.
Exactly.
Not allowed in California.
So what you need, MDev, is your protective weapon in California. Is you need a little vial of syrup of Ipecac.
Yes, and a full bladder at all times.
3 ounces or less, so it'll go through TSA.
Yep.
A nice brown trout on call.
I'm thinking the other way. I'm going purely defensive on this. I'm just going to wear my Kevlar vest everywhere.
There you go.
But I'm going to be all Reno 911.
Is that, are those legal in California?
Yeah, I don't think they are.
Yeah.
No.
Oh shit! Wow.
You must die if it's your time.
Nope. You gotta go the Cleveland steamer route.
Yep.
We don't do that in Cleveland. You know.
In that case, my weapon of choice is going to be just carrying around a bean burrito at all times.
There you go.
Okay.
See you, MDev.
See ya.
Talk to you guys later next week.
They do have good. They have good Mexican food there. So
we got one more caller.
No way.
It's area code 919. Hello.
Hey, it's Sean from NC Gunblock. How you guys doing?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, you got a list, man.
Hey. What was that?
You got a list.
Yeah, I do.
You got a big fucking list, by the way. I was just checking it before the show. It's getting impressive.
I had to stick another bunch on that, another person on the bad list.
Which group is
that one? Let me check again. I got so many people on this damn list, I can't keep up. I don't even know who's there anymore.
Luckily, I get people sending me emails.
The people that will not sell to New York,
or to
other states that if the people are prohibited for owning this gun, then fuck off. We're not going to sell to you.
God bless them.
Yeah, we've got a couple of people who are like, well, we just won't sell to New York at all. But all I'm really asking is that people don't sell to New York police anything that they won't sell to the citizens of New York. Armalite, of course, went on the list with their, well, you know, we'll just keep selling to the police officers individually. But GT Distributors came up with, well, our core mission is to sell only to, well, our core mission is to sell safety equipment to police officers. So if you don't have a letterhead, we won't sell you an AR-15, we won't sell you a magazine that holds more than 10 rounds, and we won't sell you any .223 ammunition at all.
They should go out of business.
Well,
they just might.
Yeah, they might.
Freeze in the dark.
Oh, I see Top Gun Supply is on the good list. I like them. I buy some.
There's a lot of these places I've never heard of before, you know. That's not really surprising, since it seems to be that most of your small companies that build AR-15s, that sort of thing, the people that are really affected by what their entire line is no longer available in New York. It seems to me that they can move quicker. They can make a decision without having to consult with anybody except for their wife.
You know, I was gonna ask this, John. I was gonna ask Wally, but maybe I'll ask you instead. You might know. I wonder how many, you know, because, you know, basically any company that makes any kind of gun is basically selling all they, you know, they're selling all they can make. And mm-hmm. you know, it's you know, if they don't sell it to a cop, they'll sell it to somebody else instantaneously. So is it maybe, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, poo-poo the stand these people are making, but it seems like, economically speaking, for a business, this is a really good time to take a stand like this, because you're really not going to lose. You know, you're not going to lose business not selling
to New
York.
For the most part, it's a cost-free maneuver. Yeah, it's a cost-free maneuver for the most part, because yes, you can turn straight around and sell. What's going to happen, though, is that over time, people are going to see who supports and who doesn't, and there will be you select who you buy from, and when there's seven of something, you pick the one that you want. If there's none, you take what you can get. So that's where we are right now.
Right.
But a year from now, when everybody's buried in AR-15, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be they're going to remember. It may not be everybody. I mean, it certainly can't be everybody, because everybody's not involved. But there's going to be enough people who are going to remember. Oh well, you know, I happen to like, you know, I'll use an example. The fourth guys on the list is Templar. They're the people who built my rifle. And they're the people who let me hang out in their shop every once in a while. What they're seeing is a lot of people have showed up on their Facebook page and liked them. So they've gone from 871 likes to well over 2,000 at this point, which for a very small shop is a big deal for them. They haven't made a real effort for this marketing. Well, all of a sudden they've got a lot of people who are now seeing these, hey, we're selling this item, in their Facebook posts. They're going to be continually showing up in front of the people who care. So it's going to move items for them in the slow periods. They're going to have, oh, well, yeah, I remember them. They were the guys that, oh, hey, look at that. It's in my Facebook. Or when they start to look for it, there's going to be a certain number of people who are going to say, well, I remember who stood with us and who didn't. I think in the end, when everybody's got 10 or something and you can pick, you're going to pick the guy who you feel is on your side, in addition to making a good quality product. Now, of course, you're not going to buy crap just because, you know, they said they were with you.
Yeah. You know who I'm kind of surprised to not see saying anything is Brownells.
Brownells? Yeah. And I do have to bring something up. The blog, the pretend gun blog that shall not be named, keeps typing this Midway USA. Midway USA is not on my list, and it's not on my list for a reason, because that letter that this unnamed non-gun blog keeps showing off to everybody was a rumor. It's an internet rumor. Midway USA came straight out and said, dude, we got nothing to do with that. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Does anybody go back and say, oh, well, you know, we were the victims of an internet hoax? No, it's more hits.
Yep. Imagine that.
J&G Sales is on now. That's good. I do a lot of business with them.
Interesting.
They're good folks.
They're really good
folks. Crusader Weaponry, too. I got to meet Joe Chetwood out at SHOT Show last month.
And our buddy Wally at York Arms.
Yep.
I wanted to ask him how much business he gave up. Or if it even mattered, because
he gave up.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but I said, he can. turn around and sell, you know, whatever he's not selling to them, he can sell to somebody else like instantaneously.
I don't think he has any product sitting on his shelf. That,
right.
You know, oh shit, I was going to move this. Now I got to mothball it. Though he could have, because he does do a lot of NFA stuff. So there's definitely some stuff that he can only sell to police.
Yeah. You can't sell machine guns to anybody.
That's a damn shame. We need to fix that.
I agree.
Says the man with a machine gun.
That's right.
It's a submachine
gun. I will gladly give up any monetary value appreciation that I've gained in my machine gun over the last few years in order to be able to buy new ones for dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, how self-sacrificial you are.
I am. Mm-hmm. That's me.
Yeah, and it's really sad. I mean, it's really sad how much more expensive it, if I turned my rifle, my AR-15, into a machine gun, it would cost me, I would have to swap out the trigger. It'd have to be machined, obviously. But the guy who made my rifle also makes full auto ones for the military. He could machine it and replace the trigger. It would cost me maybe $300. I mean, that's the only difference.
And that'd be on the upper end.
And $200 for the federal government, you know,
if they let you.
And, well, and if you're buying a gun new, just to throw the extra fun switch on, that's, you know, maybe $100 extra. Probably not though.
No.
Well, the particular trigger I would want would, you know, I would change. I've got a Geissele Super Semi-Auto trigger. The super select fire trigger is like $100 more. Yeah, whoopie doo.
What is that?
I don't know. Some kind of noise.
Is it Jay typing?
Yeah, it could be. Hey, thanks for calling, Sean.
All right, take care.
All right, bye. And I guess that's it. Because damn,
that's it.
Yeah. We're at 10:30.
Yeah.
Finally ran out of callers.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't mind.
No, it was a good show.
I don't mind going long when we got callers stacked up.
More callers is good.
Yeah, but don't call now. It's too late.
No, we're tired.
No show for you.
We're gonna have like a cutoff, right? If you're in the queue, you know, if you're in the queue at 10:00.
10:20.
Right.
Well, you're gonna lock the doors at 10:20.
Right. Yeah. Nobody passed this point afterwards, because damn.
That's right, because Weird Beard's about to turn into a duckling.
Yeah, it's that time.
Aww.
Hey,
okay.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This was a really good show. I enjoyed doing it. And I'm sure we'll be back next week with something
equally exciting.
Entirely the same.
Yeah.
That appears to be the subject of the year.
Unfortunately. It's
more shit to bitch about.
Yep. Well, we're good at that.
Yeah, we are.
Can I just say one thing real quick, getting back to Biden and the AR-15?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it just think about if a Republican had said that. AR-15s are too hard for women to use.
If a Republican had said any of that has happened this week, it just would be all over the news and oh, the worst thing ever, and oh my God, Marco Rubio is drinking water.
Career ender.
You know, career ender.
I would actually play devil's advocate. If a Republican said that women can't use devil's advocate, he would be like, it'd be like Lindsey Graham saying we need amnesty for illegal aliens. Suddenly he'll be their best friend. But definitely a Republican saying women need to poop on themselves to avoid being raped. Yeah. That's definitely Todd Akin.
Well, you know, Whoopi Goldberg, big liberal that she is, she has defined rape.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm just going with that.
That was actually the first quote that popped into my head when I heard that report was the Whoopi Goldberg saying, "Well, it wasn't rape."
Yeah. Thanks, Whoopi. Thanks for clarifying that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks.
Yep. It's that time. Y'all go to sleep.
Go
have fun. Go do something.
Yeah.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
That's right. We're pulling the plug. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Same squirrel time, everybody. Same squirrel channel.
Bye.